you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi guys, welcome back to Not Your Typical with me, not your typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. You guys, I'm actually in California right now while recording this podcast, which if you guys are new to my podcast, I'm actually from Arizona. And I decided really last minute to book a flight. Just like made more sense for me to be out here for work this weekend. And I mean like very, very last minute. On Thursday, I booked my flight 30 minutes before I had to get to the airport. And that is so not like me. I'm just not a spontaneous person at all. Like literally, if you know me in my personal life, you can attest to the fact that I just like plan everything out and just not my personality type. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I just wanted to record a little intro to this episode because Sammy and I just get right into it. We're talking about like all things, how to listen to your own body, our journey with that, self-care, self-love, wellness, like all those things. We have our first guest today. Her name's Sammy Clark. I'm sure a lot of you guys know who she is. If not, you guys will learn very quickly in this episode that she is just one of the nicest, sweetest, positive humans ever. And I'm just so excited for you guys to listen to this episode. But before we get into it, I want to do my first segment. I do this every single episode if you're new. I talk about my not so typical obsession of the week, something that's kind of like unpopular, or at least unpopular to me. And this week, I feel like my unpopular opinion should be just like being spontaneous, because obviously I just said I took a very spontaneous trip and I never do that. And I actually am having like a lot of fun with it. And another thing is I never travel alone, and I'm traveling alone right now. So that's kind of crazy and very spontaneous. So that's going to be my unpopular opinion of the week. And also, I always give a little word of the week, something I'm going to focus on for the next week. And I think that this week, the word that feels right is just like chill, because I am getting a bunch of work done this weekend. I'm setting myself up for success for the next week. So those are my two little segments. I love to start the episodes out that way, but I really just don't want this to get long because I'm so excited for you guys to hear the episode. Before we get into it, don't forget to rate this podcast, leave a review. I read them all. Now that we've been podcasting for like a month now, I feel like maybe you guys have enough episodes under your belt where you can really give this podcast a rate. I love listening to your guys' feedback. So with all that out of the way, let's get into today's episode. You guys are going to be so excited. We finally have our first guest on the pod. Very fitting that it's Sammy Clark.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. And I'm also so proud of you. I just have to say, I feel like I was one of your first moment like followers, and I'm really proud of you.
Aww, that literally means so much to me. I feel like you're one of the like OG fitness wellness faces. And I personally just like love your page because I feel like it's such a safe place. And before I like go on and on about how much I love your page, why don't you give yourself like a little 30-second pitch?
Awesome. Hey guys, I'm Sammy. I am probably most know me as a fitness instructor over on social media. I love wellness. Anything talking about being your best self is what I've fallen in love with, and that's what I share. I have a platform that has all of my workouts on it and now meal plans. It is called Form, F-O-R-M. And I have YouTube as well. Again, I just love to share my journey of how I got to where I am now through fitness, through what I eat, through mindset. And yeah.
You're like the best follow ever. I always talk about in my episodes how important it is to like have a positive social media space. You know, like when you come on to social media, it's so easy to like fall into just like a negative mindset. And I always feel uplifted after I leave your page or like your workouts. I always talk about your workouts in my videos, like YouTube videos, because I love the way that you just like have a really positive mindset with just like wellness and health. And obviously like wellness is going to be so different to everyone, and everyone has their own like definition. So what would be like your little definition of like wellness?
Ooh, gosh, it's definitely grown over the years. But I feel wellness is so much about self-care, I think, is the biggest thing, because self-care for me is an umbrella of everything that connects to you as a human and makes you feel good and actually makes you feel good to live on planet Earth, because I think we all know it can be challenging. So wellness, I think, is just the umbrella to enter you into habits and tools to actually feel your best on a daily basis.
I love that you like are always saying the word like feel, because for me, like wellness has always been like a feeling, you know, like waking up in the morning, feeling energized and just like showing up for yourself. That's how I've always looked at wellness, or not always, but definitely like at the place I am now. And it's definitely like taken me a journey to get here. And I know that you like have a YouTube video with like your fitness journey, your wellness journey, but for anyone who has never seen that video, have you always been in this like wellness mindset, or is it something that you have like grown to now adopt? Like, was it, for me, like my lifestyle did a full 180, like within the past 2 years, I've like fully changed my lifestyle. So would you say that you have just always had this healthy lifestyle, or was there like a moment where you like decided to change your lifestyle?
Yeah. So first off, I love that for you. That's amazing. And I can totally see that. And I think it's so cool that you have done it at such a young age. I think for me, when I grew up, I did have a family that was super into working out and taking care of themselves. That is for sure. And now I just am so grateful. But when I was in it, I think I was just like, yeah, of course my family, you know, goes to the gym a lot and is super interested. And then I was a competitive dancer. So I think discipline was something that was in my life at a young age, which I also appreciate. And then having like cooked meals from my mom, and you know, I was super sensitive to dairy at a young age, so that was like something that I think I just was always curious about food and working out, but I never was like, this is a lifestyle. It kind of was my life, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then when I actually graduated high school, and I just want to say this too, your girl was like at McDonald's every morning. Like I was not, like my mom did teach us balance as well. Like after dance class, we would go to wherever we wanted to. That was fast food. And I also love that part, because I think it actually had me or it gave me the opportunity to have a really good relationship with food, because it wasn't restrictive. So when I moved out when I was 17 to LA to pursue modeling, that was the moment where I actually got to choose for myself of what the lifestyle I was going to live. And for me, I instantly wanted to get into working out, because that's something that was just in my daily routine. And I did love it. It did make me feel really good. I will say and totally admit, I think in the beginning, it was more of a physical thing for me. I wasn't as connected to my body as I am now. And I don't even think that was my language back in the day, which is so fine as well. And I'm fully like open to admit that I was like, I look good. Like that's what I'm focused on, especially as a model, as you can imagine. So food though was something that I definitely balanced, but I would say steered away from cooking a lot, and I was going out a lot. And so that kind of added up, and I show a before picture in my YouTube video, and not to say like that, what I looked like then was no issue at all, but it was more focused on my mindset. I was, you know, out partying a lot. I was sleeping in a lot. I just didn't have the energy that I do now. My skin went through a lot of different things. My gut went through a lot of different things. And I always went back to working out. So yes, maybe I look in shape, but overall I was not where I am at today. So I think I had this moment of kind of feeling like, Do I feel good on a daily basis? Do I actually even know myself? I remember there was one time at a shoot this girl was being like really mean, and this story might be so random, but it really hits home for me. This girl was being like really mean to, like, not mean, but she kind of had this like, mean-esque attitude about her. And she was booking so many jobs. And I was like, I think I need to be more mean. And I like literally started to be like more rude and have more attitude. And I remember the makeup artist was like, what is going on with you? And I think it gave me a moment of just like, I didn't know who I was. I was forming into so many different other people. And I think that was a moment for me to be like, okay, I really want to connect to myself. How do I do that? And the best way I knew how was starting these new habits that I do now, with a morning routine, with taking care of myself, with food, with my workouts, actually enjoying the working out and actually seeing what it does to me, not on the physical side only, as well as like the mentally and spiritual side.
Yeah, I think too, like I've definitely gone through things like that where you are like, oh, they're excelling in this area of life. So do I need to be exactly what they are? Or do I need to just do all of the habits that they're doing? And I think even on social media, like that is very, very present. And I've talked about it before where sometimes I feel like that's the negative side of social media, where people watch and they try and just copy what other people are doing instead of just listening into their own bodies. And that's something that took me so long to really realize, was that if someone else is doing something, I don't have to do it, and I might not even enjoy it. And so that's what my journey was really about too, is specifically the past 2 years, like really getting to where I'm at right now, was just trying like new habits and testing them and seeing what actually made me feel good. And that's what's like created my daily routine. Would you say that you have like a structured daily routine, like something that you kind of do every single day? I know you said like the morning routine, but going like more into that, like tell me about like what your specific like daily routine is.
Yeah. My daily routine, and I just have to say this note too, to anyone where you are trying to figure out how to, like, this might sound like, but how do you get there? Like, how did you decide, or how did you know how to do those habits without stealing other people's or merging into someone else? I would truly recommend anyone to just start asking out loud, like literally to earth, and just being like, hey, I really want to connect to myself, whatever that means. I'm listening, I'm here. And that is like the number one thing that helped me. And in that moment, I heard absolutely nothing. There wasn't like a nice whisper that came my way. But as time went on, I just slowly started seeing myself connecting to things and feeling things. So that is a side note, because it can be a lot. But as far as my daily routine, I have a very strong morning routine and would highly recommend anyone to have one of those. So after my very structured morning routine, my day-to-day is very different, being in this space. And I think you can imagine as too.
Yeah.
So with having my own platform now that is owning my own business, I definitely have separation of each day of like, and tell me if I'm answering your question, because right now I'm just telling you my day-to-day. But
that's exactly what we want.
Okay, perfect. Like for Mondays, I schedule all of my meetings. So I'm like in the right mindset to not be like, oh, I have to film, I have to take calls, and then I also have to go to appointments. It's like, no, Mondays is strictly all of my all-hands meetings with my teams. It's brainstorming sessions. Everything happens on a Monday, so I can be in that right mindset to like conquer those things. Tuesdays are my YouTube days, so I love filming on Tuesdays, getting creative there. And honestly, creating a lot of different content on Tuesdays. Wednesdays are my shooting for my platform, so I'll film my workouts. And sometimes Thursdays as well, if I'm feeling it. And then Fridays are my appointment days. So that's kind of how I structure
out. I love that. Yeah. You're so structured. I always get like inspo from you. You are just very like a to-do list person, or like someone who likes to write things out. Like I'm very like that too. And I have a very structured routine like that. And what I feel like it's helped me with is just like balance. And sometimes I feel like when I overwhelm myself, and like not even just with work, but with everything like fitness, wellness, if I like try to just do everything all at once every day, or like if anyone listening, if you have New Year's resolutions and you want to just like get everything done right away, sometimes it can just go the other way that we want it to, just because we're like overwhelmed or not being able to put our 100% self to everything. So I love that you do that, because I feel like that's such a good way to like slow down and like really give your all to everything. And that's kind of how I stay motivated, like on the harder days, or like if I wake up and I'm not as motivated, it's way easier for me to just look at like one thing instead of a million things at once. So for you, if you wake up and you're having like one of those like off days or like a low motivated day, like is there anything that you do to kind of like pull yourself out of that style, like that type of day?
Yeah. I mean, today is probably one of them. I am on that time of the month, so that's always a little interesting time for me. My period is really irregular, so sometimes it just comes at the absolute worst timing. But for me, instead of, I think there's a difference that I like to recognize of, do I need the push today, or do I actually need the moment of stillness and rest and just kind of flow with the day. Obviously, anyone's job can interfere with this, so I totally understand that. But if you can, for me, like I had a live workout plan today, and did I really want to go? I wanted to go for my community, but did myself want to go? It was hurting. Like, you know, so I think I did do the live workout and I'm so grateful I did. And now the rest of the day, I'm like, how can I support you and flow with the day rather than push your limits? But that's just what I can tell actually my body needs today on a day where I'm like just being a little bit more lazy and I can tell that I actually need a little fire underneath my butt. Those days, I think I look for my inspiration elsewhere, to my mentors that don't know me at all. I always say this, like I have so many that have no idea who I am. So I'll go to them if it's through a podcast, if it's through YouTube, it's through my vision board I've created. I have it on my desktop, on my wall, on my phone. That just gives you like that feeling again of why you're doing this, why you're getting up. So that's a huge motivation for me. If I need to text a friend, I have my fiance, like he also can light a fire under my butt if I need to, and I'll ask him to do that. And then remembering your why, and like, and I know that's cheesy, but really when you come back to that moment of like, why am I doing this? What do I want to feel? Is always the biggest motivator for me of like, yeah, I want to feel freaking amazing today. And at the end of the day, like lay down and be like, you kicked ass.
That's how I am too. I feel like we're really similar in that way. And even just like when you were talking and saying how there's definitely a difference in waking up and knowing that your body needs rest, and then waking up and knowing that you need just like that extra motivation. And for me, like a lot on those days where I do feel like I need rest, like that's exactly what I do. Like I will try my hardest to do as little as possible and just give my body that like full rest. What would you say is like your favorite way to like rest and like recharge your body on a day where you do wake up and you know that your body needs that like extra love and like just like a chill day?
I mean, I will give you, this morning I woke up and usually I have a, like I said, a very structured routine, but instead of just going into the routine and being almost like robotic with it, I instead was like, no, what do you want today? Like, because I can tell you are needing something else. And so instead I wanted to go on a really long walk, and I just wanted to be with nature, no podcasts, no distractions, no one speaking to me. I just wanted to be outside. So I went on a really long walk, walked to my favorite coffee shop, had a moment there, came back. I did end up meditating, but it was a different kind of meditation. So usually I have this like 20-minute meditation I do. I did a 4-minute meditation. So it's just understanding, you know, what that looks like. So that's more rest for me. And too, like, even if it's like, okay, I kind of want to read my book, like I'll read my book. But if you did have a job where you're like, I got to show up at 9 and I'm going to be out by 5, then I think it's also scheduling in those moments for when you do get home for work and canceling those plans. Like if I had plans tonight with that girlfriend, it's having those people around you that understand that you need that time or you need that rest. Even as little as like drinking a lot of water, like just telling your body, like, I hear you, we're going to take it a little slower today.
I love all of those habits. I feel like when people first start on their journeys, or at least I'm talking from my experience, like I always would watch people or like listen to podcasts and be like, but how did you know like the difference between the days that you needed the rest? Or like, how did you know that you wanted to go on a walk?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. you should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And I feel like that's the goal, like being able to listen to your own body and just like be in tune with your body. What would you give, like, one piece of advice if you could go back in time and give yourself some tip or piece of advice when you first started on your journey of trying to like get more in tune with your body? What would be like the one piece of advice you would give yourself? It's a hard one.
It is a hard one. It is, because when I think back again, I don't think I was always in tune with my body, for sure. Like, oh my gosh, I even think in these past 2 years, I've grown tremendously of what it feels like to actually connect to my body. That sounds surprising being in the fitness space and working out and moving with your body every day. But oh my gosh, if I could go back, I probably would actually ask myself if this was good for me. Because I think I used to do a lot of things because it looked like that's what I should do. Mm-hmm. We can obviously, with social media, you look at a lot of different people. I used to be in the gym and like weight train really, really heavy, which I have so much respect for, but my body was truly yelling at me. Like it was not for me. It did not feel good. And I think instead of hearing my body scream and talk to me, I just ignored it. So I think I would take more pauses of if I have knee pain, if I have back pain, really asking why instead of just keep going. And then also I would try a lot of different things. I think there isn't one way for everyone. So back in the day, I think, which I ended up doing, but when I was in the beginning, I would definitely try things and again, ask myself, did this feel good? Do I leave feeling better? It's like a huge thing I wish I would have done.
Mm-hmm. I was watching one of your YouTube videos and you were saying how you like really want to work, or at the time you were like working on taking a pause and then asking yourself, you know, or taking a pause and then answering, you know, like you don't have to respond right away. You can really take a second and ask yourself the question, like, how do I want to respond? Or is this like a good situation for me, or whatever it is? It can go so many different ways. And that's like one of my biggest goals for the new year, is just slowing down and actually getting in tune with myself. Like, this can be as little as just in the morning, like, do I want to get this for breakfast or this, or do I want to go hang out with these friends, or do I want to stay home? You know, like just taking an extra second to really like tune into what you want to do in the moment. So that's definitely one of my biggest goals for 2022. What would you say your like biggest, or it actually doesn't need to be your biggest goal, but just like a goal that you have for 2022 that you like would want to share with us? What's like one thing that you set that you're going to aim to do this year?
Wow. Well, definitely still that pause moment is something I work on, mm-hmm, continuously. Like when you think about it, us even talking right now, before I would judge myself if I took longer than 3 seconds to respond.
Same.
I would be like, I need to tell her right now what the answer is, or else I'm not a genius at this.
Yeah.
And instead, what I've found is so beautiful is when I do pause and actually intentionally think about what I want to say or what needs to be said here for anyone who needs to hear it. Oh my gosh, the fruit that comes from that is so beautiful. So to be honest, I'm truly still wanting to practice and lean into that, because it has brought me the most connection to myself, in all aspects, like you're saying, even when I think about wanting to go have a really big conversation with a work colleague, or when I think about me even going onto stories, like on social media, like instead, I think before I'd be like, get on there and talk and say whatever you want to say. And now actually taking a pause and asking myself, like, what do you want to say here? What is your intention? It is just night and day. So I think 2022, I definitely want to bring that energy and have like zero shame in it. You know, zero shame. Take 10 seconds to respond to the person who asked the question.
I feel like too, just like in general, our society is like so like that, where we're like, we want to be the first one to answer, or like, we just want to like always be on it and like moving fast. But I feel like there just needs to be like a moment where everyone's just like, okay, we're not doing that anymore. And like hustle culture and just like all of that just isn't even, shouldn't even be a thing anymore. Because I like what you said, now you realize that you can give a better answer when pausing, or like you can perform a better workout or whatever it is if you actually take a second to listen to your own body. Because I feel like in the wellness world and like on fitness journeys, everything, like that's the key thing, is just listening to your own body. Because like no one else can listen to your body, no one else can start your journey. You're the one that can take control of your life. Something you always say in your workouts that I've noticed is you're always like, show up for yourself, or like, you showed up for yourself today. And I feel like that's such an important message, because that's what, at least for me, everyone's different, but for me, like wellness is just showing up for yourself. Like me making my bed in the morning or taking a second to like journal in the morning is literally just me thinking of my future self and wanting to feel good later or in the moment, and just like showing up for myself like that. And I love that you always like say that. And obviously taking that pause is a way to show up for yourself. What are some like other ways that you would say that you show up for yourself on a daily basis?
Yeah, I love that, because we do have a relationship with ourselves, which is crazy to think about. I think we focus on our relationships with so many other people, and then you're like, oh, I do actually have a relationship with myself as well. So I show up for ways or show up for myself during the day in many ways. It matters also the day of like what myself needs. And that's already showing up for myself anyway. By asking, mm-hmm. it's already doing the work. So I think I show up for myself by having mentors or people in my life. I'm very into therapy. So a lot of people I think can, or at least in my life, looks at therapy as something, as something's wrong with you or something's going on. And I actually think I show up for myself so much by continuously getting taught or learning from professionals, mm-hmm. and actually doing the work that I don't even know what needs to be done. And not even like you have to have trauma in your life to go and speak to someone. Oh my gosh, there's so much beauty in actually not having trauma. Is just such an interesting word in general, but like it could be someone at the age of 12 told you you have a funny looking nose, and then that like just sunk in and you've kept that emotion for the past 10 years. And so I think having an open mind and just working on self-growth with professionals is huge in how I show up for myself. I think showing up for myself is definitely self-care act. So if it's, you know, taking a bath or going on a walk or fueling my body with food, taking a moment of stillness, seeing that friend, just prioritizing my needs is the best way I can show up for me. So there's like a trillion of them.
I know. That's how I am too. Whenever someone asks me questions like that, or they're like, what are the daily habits that you do to like become your better self? I'm like, I could literally say a million things right now, because that's like what my whole life has turned into. I swear, I like wake up in the morning and I'm like, okay, how am I going to feel good today? Like, it's yeah. become like so exciting to me. And luckily, like, I know you also do this as work too. Like, we get to film our lives, which is such a huge blessing. And it makes me so excited, because I get to just like go along my day and then like share it with everyone. So it gives me the luxury of just really being able to be like, okay, what do I want to do today? And I feel like that's what's really helped me with my wellness journey, is just doing those like little things. Like, a lot of the time people, even with like New Year's resolutions and having these huge goals, we forget that even though it's a huge goal, like the little habits can help you reach that goal. Like you said earlier, drinking water, you know, like sometimes we overlook the little things, even though the little things actually make big differences. And for me, one of those like little things is a morning routine, even though in general, morning routine is a big part of my day. The little habits that go into the morning routine are what makes such a huge difference. I know that you said you're like a huge morning routine person. And what would be like those, you don't have to like go super into detail. I know you like have probably done a million things like this, but what are like the main things you like to do in the morning just to like set your day up in like a good way? And like, you know that you'll have success if you do these things.
I'll say this. One of my favorite things when I first started out was journaling, and not journaling in the way where I was like writing my thoughts and just, you know, we've all had a diary. Mm-hmm. For me, when I changed my journal experience by writing prompts and for anyone, I think, to start out, the 5-minute journal is just genius. It's a really, really great start for beginners. And I think for me, back in the day when I first started, that was a huge mindset change for me. Even just asking 3 things I'm grateful for out loud. I think about back in the day, and I don't think I ever really ever said that out loud, you know, or talked out loud about what I was grateful for, unless it was like Thanksgiving. So I think having that conversation with yourself every day, 3 things I'm grateful for, actually understanding how you want to feel in a day. Like, okay, one of the questions is, I want to feel, like saying I want to feel connected is already telling your body, let's do this. I want to be connected to you. And your body's already like, I'm telling you, our bodies are insane. They know us better than we know ourselves. They are speaking to us before we're even speaking to it. So the more communication you're trying to have, so communicating to yourself, like, I want to feel connected today, I am connected today, is already a transition that's like happening. So journaling is a huge one for me. I now create my own prompts, which I have in a YouTube video too. So you can steal those and just figure out which ones work for you. I think in the morning routine, even having a moment to yourself before you speak and talk to people, look at your phone, is one of the biggest game changers I think will take you into your entire day. I definitely was someone who used to look at my phone and lay in bed and scroll and all those moments. And instantly when you look at your phone, or instantly when you have that connection to something beyond yourself, it's already having the energy of other people or through your phone, or even anxiety that was already sitting inside of you is going to come up. And now that is the setting the tone of your day. So I think having that moment of stillness, if you can do it for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour is the goal, without having outside distractions, will be the biggest game changer of your day.
Yeah, I fully agree. I'm like a huge advocate for morning routines, and I'm like not naturally a morning person, which people are always shocked when I say that, because I'm like, every morning I'm on my stories, like, journaled, drink my coffee, like I am already up and about, but it's like taken practice to get there, and I'm still a night owl. Like, I like sleeping, and like my sleep schedule is something I need to work on. It's never been something that's come easy to me, because I love the morning time, but I'm naturally a night person. But my morning routine has turned me into a morning person. And when I was first getting into wellness and like watching morning routine videos, I was like, how are these people so awake? And a goal of mine was just like, I wanted to keep it easy and simple. And what I would do is just like set my alarm 30 minutes earlier than I needed to leave, because I haven't always like worked a job at home and like social media. I've only been doing it for almost like 2 years. So before that, I would just like, if I had to leave at 8, I would try and wake up at 7:30 and just like give myself that time in the morning and like show up for myself and do those things that I know are going to make me feel good. So that's, if anyone who's listening, like if you like listen, you're like, wait, but I am a night person. Like, I cannot wake up early in the morning. Like, you can, I promise. You just have to like give yourself a little bit extra time, because I swear when people say they hate the mornings, it's probably because like they're rushing or like not giving themselves like the opportunity to slow down, even though I know like some people wake up super early. So even like you said, if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, like whatever you can do, I think it's worth trying. And with night with morning routines comes like night routines too. And something that I like try and work on is like, I definitely get like stressed throughout the day. And like the farther the day goes on, like the more I'm just like thinking and my mind goes crazy. And then at the end of the day, I really like to like de-stress. Like at 5 p.m., I try and put my laptop away and just like hang out with my puppy, hang out with my boyfriend, and just like de-stress. Is there anything that you like to do? I know you probably same thing, like hang out with your boyfriend, just kind of do nothing. But is there anything that you like to do to like de-stress at the end of the day?
Yeah, I would say on a lucky day, I'd love to take a bath. I think a bath just like puts me into the best like relaxation moment. JT actually is even crazier about a bath, so we fight for it. But I think anything that kind of shuts off the brain a little bit, for me, I actually really love TV because it does shut off my brain. I don't really think about anything else, and I just like truly relax. So that might be like a really weird habit, but it doesn't happen at all, to be honest, but I do love when I can turn on like an episode. JT and I did actually watch all of the Harry Potters back, which was so epic because it really did turn off. Like we said, no phones, no distractions, and we're like literally marathoning these. So I think that was actually super fun. So I would say those. I don't have a crazy, I actually tried, this is to give anyone the support of like New Year's resolutions. One of mine was to start journaling at night and mind dump because my mind does like just think of so many things at night. And that went out the door week two. Like I was like, it's just not happening for me. Like this is not it. And I could just tell I wasn't connected to that habit. Yeah. Like it just wasn't for me. So instead I'll just like write in my notes if I need to like something, but I would say my skincare is a huge part of my night routine of like relaxing, and I turn on jazz music. I light a candle. So creating a vibe mm-hmm. is huge for me to like know that it's time to turn off and relax. And different from you, I am the best sleeper on planet Earth.
I'm actually jealous.
I know it's so, I feel so bad. I'm like, I really am such a good sleeper. So I like put a sleep mist, like I set the vibe. That's all I can say about nighttime is create the vibe that makes you want to relax and get into bed and no like log off. And then do like, if you do have a lot of things on your mind that you have to do the next day, oh, this is actually something huge. I started this year having my calendar, my to-do list done the night before. I used to do it in the morning and like get my day together. But now knowing my day before I go to bed has been the biggest game changer. So that's something I would actually really recommend.
Yeah, that's something that I do too. I'm a huge list person and I always write down like the big things that I want to get done the next day just to kind of like know what I have in front of me tomorrow. So if I'm laying in bed, I'm not just like, wait, what do I have to do tomorrow? And that's definitely helped me. But I'm like inspired right now to have a better night routine and like set the vibe at night because I do not do this. Like I'm just so bad. Like I'll do it like once in a while. And I always like will say that on my channel and stuff because I film like night routines and stuff like that. I've definitely had nights where I do that and I should listen to myself more because on those nights I definitely sleep better. But it's so hard at night for me for some reason just like doing it because at the end of the day I'm just like, oh, whatever. And I'm like excited for my morning routine. But now I'm inspired. I'm going to start doing that more. That's going to be – I'm adding – my list keeps growing, but that's going to be another New Year's goal for me. But I feel like that's – was the perfect way to end the episode because just like winding down, finishing it off. And I just like love everything that you've said today and like what you stand for. And if anyone listening hasn't checked out Sammy's pages or her platform Form, I do Form workouts. And even just you have a bunch of workouts too on like your YouTube. Literally, like you're just such an angel. And oh my gosh, I love you so much. I'm so happy that you came onto my podcast. It was such a good episode. Is there anything that you like would want to leave just like a final note? Anyone who's listening, what would you want to like leave?
Yeah, I think if anything, take more pauses. I mean, just and like zero judgment. And I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're already choosing yourself and showing up for yourself. So that's already really cool. And I think just get really concrete or get really micro on what it is you do want for yourself, how you want to feel. And I think life is for you. That's for sure. So come say hey to you. If you've listened to this podcast, come say hello.
Yay. Thank you so much for being on. I'm sure everyone loved it. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Sammy Clark across the board on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. And then as far as Form, you can find us at Join Form on Instagram and then joinform.co to sign up or in the App Store as well.
Yay. I'm so happy you were on.
Yay.
And that wraps up today's episode. I really hope that you guys enjoyed it and just like listening to Sammy. I feel like everything she says is just like spot on. And let me know how you guys liked having my first guest on, if you guys liked that dynamic. I'm always open to hearing feedback. And obviously, I'm going to leave you with a journal prompt. I do this every single week for anyone who's listening who's new. It's kind of my favorite way to send you guys off because I'm huge into journaling. This week's journal prompt is going to be, these are the ways that I'm listening to my body. And you can write it in list. You can take it however you want. But thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. And I will see you guys next week.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.